What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But first, Pearl Jam.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And that was one excerpt from the Bill Simmons podcast. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. The title of the Bill Simmons podcast episode that we are about to discuss is also upsetting when you consider even just the title. He spoke about the Bulls in the episode called The Bleakest NBA Team Situations Over the Next 5 Years with Ryan Russillo. The bleakest.
Did he call the Bulls the bleakest, though? Because wasn't it a direct comparison between them and the former Bullets? The Washington Wizards. I get it. It is bleak to me. I live it every day. We sit here and talk about the Bulls. People are asking me, oh, what are they going to get back for Vucevic? It's gone from that to, are they going to have to buy out Nikola Vucevic? It's gone from Josh Giddey, should they sign him to the qualifying offer? Should they pay him $30 million? Is there a plan to get better at an accelerated rate? Why didn't they take the trade for an unprotected draft pick from Joe Dumars and the New Orleans Pelicans for next season?
Which is now being called on that very podcast a bad trade for New Orleans.
Yes, it's a horrible trade for New Orleans.
That's what you want. You want the bad trade.
You want the
dealing with the Kings for many years. You want the bad trade.
They said it might be the worst trade in the last 15, 20 years.
No. First of all, it wasn't even the worst trade this season.
What was the worst trade this season?
In the NBA?
No.
It is Luka and the fact that you didn't shop him. Might I remind you how many first-round picks Desmond Bain got you?
I understand, but they did not get a future Hall of Famer back in the Desmond Bain deal. They got Anthony Davis back. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's one of the allegedly greatest 75 players to ever play the game.
But the point is...
I know that's a point of contention specifically, and not just with you.
We're talking about both of these things is the importance of getting assets in the draft, namely in the first round.
Layla, I promised myself before this segment started that I would not allow my blood pressure to rise. We're going to discuss. I'm going to try not to yell. I'm going to try not to raise my voice, but I agree with you 100%.
The job is to have an opinion. If you because you're passionate
but
about
I'm gonna,
something.
I'm gonna,
let it rip.
No. What I'm saying is I'm going to state my opinion without overmodulating the microphone.
F that. If I want to overmodulate something because I feel passionately about it, I do it. If you want a robot, go find, places where you find those.
Let's get to the cut. Let's get to it.
The point is, Bill Simmons was talking about, yes, the bleakest situations, and he did mention the Bulls in his podcast. I think it's important to bring up Bill Simmons because he is, to me, still one of the elite commentators of the NBA and observers therein. But it's the viewpoint that he had that kind of surprised me because those of us who live here and observe the Bulls on a daily basis know that it's a contrast to what you may think about the team. So he said that the Bulls had the bleakest situation in the Eastern Conference, which surprised me.
My number one was Chicago. I stared at it. They still have this giddy RFA.
This is your least favorite one.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Here's why.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't love a single guy in their roster. Maybe Budzelis.
Like, at gunpoint,
yeah. I like Budzelis. Is he going to make an All-NBA team? I don't know. They have $85 million in expirings this season, right? So you think like, oh, look out for the Bulls, summer of 2026. They've just never been that team. We've never seen it. They haven't paid the luxury tax in forever. They have all their firsts. It's a small market, big market team. I didn't like their first round pick this year. I don't know why they didn't make the Derrick Queen
trade. The Red Sox are like, what's the issue?
The Red Sox are like, I like what the Bulls are doing. I thought they should have made the Derrick Queen trade. Move back 11 spots. Get New Orleans' first round pick. But
It all depends on which version of the Derrick Queen trade you were offered, is I think what the lesson
we'll
is.
We'll never know the answer. Kobe White's about to be a free agent. That scares me. Like, what is his next contract? That Patrick Williams and Okoro, 4 for 72 for Williams, 2 for 22 for Okoro. They have some expirings, but I just don't know what this team is. Like, where am I going the next 3 years? I know I'm not going to be like a bottom five team next year. Maybe I'll get lucky and win the lottery, but it just seems bleak to me. Who am I selling to my fan? If I'm a Bulls fan, what am I excited about? My owners have already made it very clear to me we're never going to really spend money. I don't think free agents are going to be like, man, I'd love to go to Chicago. They've done a job with the Jordan legacy where you never hear a player be like, I want to go to Chicago and reinvigorate the Bulls. That team really meant something. I just don't really know what this team is other than a team that's going to go 40 and 42 every year. So that's my number one pick.
He did give them an extra win from the norm of 39 and 43. So there's that.
To be fair, they were projected to win fewer games than they ended up winning this year.
Because that's what they do, because they refuse to tear down the roster. Everything that Bill Simmons just said, I agree with. There were other parts of the pod I didn't agree with, but I agree with that sentiment. That's what I've been saying for the last few segments we've talked about the Bulls. See, I almost lost it right there.
Yes, and they also compared on the podcast the situation going on with the Washington Wizards. And I think that's the question, is would you rather be in the Bulls situation or the Wizards situation? But here's my thing. I haven't seen anything about the Wizards situation that makes you encouraged about them being upwardly mobile.
Well, they tried to tank. It didn't work out for them in the manner that they had hoped, because it's not a guaranteed thing. But one thing they just did was they got Cam Whitmore. And I was like, that's a guy that could do something on the Bulls currently, the way they're constructed, the way they're talking about doing things right this second. I think there's a lack of long-term vision in a short-time spot. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yes, I do, because I feel like the Bulls are in a reverse scenario given that discussion. When you consider that Arturis Karnashovas said summer 2026 is the flexibility that they have, when you understand that until he's moved, and that's a big if, as we've seen, which does not surprise me. Until Nikola Vucevic is moved, this is what you're talking about. He's got 1 year left, as we all know. That's a huge commitment for you financially. I think the Patrick Williams contract ends up being a big point of emphasis, even though it's more team friendly because of the assets that you have to devote in the draft to it. We think Noah Esengay probably replaces him as the starter at some point next season. And then also whether or not he can be moved. And then you have the guard redundancy, even though we love the guards when it comes to Kobe White, Iodesumu.
Let me back up. Let me just pause right quick.
And then
quick.
Trying to figure out Giddey. So like, yeah, I mean, I feel like this, I'm not willing to throw away this year. I'm not saying it is, but I don't think that they can do what they want to do until after this upcoming season if they can't move those assets we just discussed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Quick things. Do you see Noah Essengay as a starter this year? I never even conceptualized that as a possibility.
I know it's been discussed by people who keep more tabs on the Bulls actively than I do, and I think I keep pretty decent tabs. I think that the Modest Buzelis plan, that's a plan. It's not necessarily a guarantee as to what we saw out of him, but I think that that's something that is... I think that is an expectation for Essengay moving forward.
I think Essengay could be a starter.
Not like he's starting like at the beginning of the season.
No. I'm saying just down the line. I just don't see him. He can't shoot. And I don't think the Bulls have enough shooters to be like, there's a guy who can't shoot on the court right now. Just based on what we think the roster will look like, and especially if they do move on from Vooch before or even during the season, you got to have guys who can put the ball in the basket from distance, at least be a threat from distance in the modern NBA. The other thing is, this kind of plays into why that trade, or lack thereof, was so awful in terms of getting the unprotected pick from the Pelicans next year, is because when you talk about financial freedom next summer, here's the best part about the financial freedom. If you play it right and have that pick in your back pocket, you can use that as part of a sign-in trade, whatever.
You can help. You can also help move somebody's contract who might not necessarily be movable.
There's no.
That's my thought.
Yes. Also, with the Patrick Williams contract as well, you can wipe the slate clean, or you can use that pick to get either a superstar if it's high enough, or get an actual NBA superstar that's further along.
Which we've discussed. Bill Simmons also said this on this podcast, as you're listening to Raheem and Harris on The Score. He called out ownership. And I think we know that this is an unlikely scenario. And when I say unlikely, I mean 95%. But the national viewpoint is not a bad one to at least understand how people are talking about this team.
I'll go 99%, by the way.
Yeah. But the point is, it's not happening, but just listen and see what you think.
I think this has been a criminally misused asset for really since Jordan left, when instead of going for the seventh title, they said, oh no, we're going to rebuild. We're smarter than everybody. And from that moment on, all they did was cheap out. And basically they're in the third biggest city. They're just cashing all this revenue that you get from being in Chicago, all these people, these generations of people that grew up on the Jordan's Bulls or remember the great days. And so they keep their tickets and just kind of wait for something good to happen. And nothing good is going to happen with these owners. And I just feel like if I was like a cajillionaire, that would be the team I would try to buy. Because if you can reignite that team and rebuild them and tap into the Jordan DNA and Pippen and the... you know, bring those guys back and give Jordan a ceremonial position and really like ignite it, I think that would be a really special franchise. And right now it's not. I think it's the worst situation in the East.
He wants to bring back Michael Jordan in a ceremonial role and get the band back together with Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan's not coming back here for that.
Michael Jordan wasn't even here for the Ring of Honor game.
like, what are we talking about here? And this is where the, I don't want to call it out of town stupid, but out of town, out of touch comes into play. Is that a fair statement to use describing that?
Yeah, because I don't think Bill Simmons is out of town stupid. I think it is a point where at least you want to know what is being said to glean some sort of intelligence or information that you didn't have before. It does make sense. It would make sense that there is a bigger connection there between those teams and trying to capitalize on it. But that's also a two-way street.
I look at this specifically from the what ownership could do differently. And I know what they're going to do, which is fill the building. That's priority number one. It's played out that way for several seasons now when they have not been in the playoffs. So we know what that is. And this idea that they would sell, because we know what the Reinsdorfs have openly stated about which team they're keeping, which team is going when Jerry passes on from this mortal coil that he's in currently.
I just think the concept of ownership changing, that just because there's not a for sale sign in front of something doesn't mean it's not. But the likelihood of that happening is incredibly low. When you consider how Jerry Reinsdorf is preparing to move on from being the White Sox owner.
We're seeing it right now.
Michael runs the Bulls, period. As for whether or not you get a mission statement that pleases you if you're Bill Simmons, or are you trying to figure out how bleak their situation is in the Eastern Conference, I wonder if maybe a year from now I'm a little more pointed about this if we don't know. But since that part of it was told to me, and I'm still trying to figure out how to build a team in this new CBA world.
Why?
Well, until you have a cachet of draft picks, a cachet. Like, I think that means at least like three or four that you want to do something with.
What's funny about what you just said is forget about cachet. I can't imagine them having extra picks at all. They don't have extra picks.
You can name the teams who have caches of draft picks.
They'd start with the Thunder.
Right. That's the biggest of the caches.
I just... you're going to be very frustrated a year from now if that's what you're looking for them to somehow get a cache of draft picks.
No, I just think they'll be more flexible when it comes to defining starting roles on the team. Like, they'll have more assets that they can either... Vooch will be... At that point, that contract is done.
If there's a buyout... And you get no draft compensation for Vooch, I will remember one of my things, my two things. Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now.
And I hate that I'm talking about him like it's a bad thing.
Vooch wants out. It's cool.
This contract on this team does not work as we previously saw it.
Yes.
And I feel the same way about the starting four, unfortunately.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know?
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.